You're listening to SBS News. Scott Morrison says he phoned the United States President-elect Joe Biden to congratulate him on his election win. And one subject raised was Australia's comparative success in managing the COVID-19 pandemic.
The President-elect was very interested in Australia's success here and what Australia could contribute from our lessons and our learnings and the way we've managed the COVID-19 pandemic and the economic dimensions of that as well.
New South Wales has gone 4 days without any locally acquired cases. 5 overseas travellers in hotel quarantine tested positive, and the virus has been detected in 2 sewage pumping stations. And Victoria has gone almost 2 weeks with no new cases or deaths. A South Australian woman who tested positive in August and was cleared of the virus remains in hotel quarantine in Adelaide after testing positive. She'd returned to Adelaide on Monday after living in Victoria, where she'd worked in aged care. Infectious diseases specialist Professor Robert Boy from the University of Sydney says there are a number of possible explanations, including the development of a second infection.
There's only a handful of such cases around the world, so we're not convinced at the moment that it's a big problem. It may be a small problem. It's also the case that people who had infection even way back in August might still be shedding bits of virus which are not infectious, and they'll be shedding it at a very low level. So there is the possibility that even the first infection might still be infectious, but very unlikely.
Professor Boy says the report this week about Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine being 90% effective is promising, but he says the potential vaccine is yet to prove its full worth. He notes that most of the studies so far on the vaccine's efficacy have centred on adults without health issues.
The studies that have been done with the Pfizer vaccine have largely been in healthy adults, not in the elderly, not in the pregnant, not in children. And so we can't in any way rely on the Pfizer vaccine for the prevention of COVID in older people. At this point, they are doing some studies and we're waiting on further results, but we don't know how well it will protect older people or other people with high risk medical conditions that affect their heart or lungs and so on.
Professor Boy says even though the Pfizer vaccine could be available before the Oxford-AstraZeneca vaccine, the latter might end up being more widely used. He says the vaccine type Pfizer has developed has not been widely used on humans.
The Pfizer vaccine is what we call a messenger RNA. It's a genetic vaccine which teaches the body to make protein, which it then responds to with antibodies. A bit complicated, and it's never before been implemented widely in humans. So we have to be a little bit cautious about the Pfizer vaccine, the mRNA vaccine. The University of Oxford vaccine is using a technique which is more widely used and respected and widely applied. So it's more likely that even though that's coming second at the moment, it might be the one that's used in high-risk people.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.